The Earth's climate patterns are changing due to human activity and accumulated gases released into the atmosphere. While many trace the start of the warming trend back to the Industrial Revolution, the extraction and burning of fossil fuels in the last century have accelerated the march towards warming temperatures. The younger and future generations will bear the brunt of the consequences of the climate crisis. So, how can adults talk about these hard truths without sugarcoating them or inducing unnecessary anxiety? And what role can storytelling play? Joining me live are three members of an award-winning team of creators of graphic novels, Owen Colfer, Andrew Duncan, and Giovanni Rigano. Good morning to the three of you.
Good morning.
Ciao.
Well, you are in Illinois, is my understanding, speaking to a group of students in just a little bit. But so thank you for making time this morning. You'll be in Boulder later this week for your book tour for Global, a graphic novel about climate change. What was the impetus behind this novel?
I think we're doing a series of novels at the moment. The first one was called Illegal. And I think the theme that runs through them all is kind of crises where children are at the forefront, if you like, where children are suffering the most. And I think with global warming, unfortunately, it's often the young people in the most deprived areas who are most in danger. So we wanted to pick two young people and zone in on those, and to make them the everyman for the people reading the comics so that they could empathize with these two and not try and just look at the whole world, but two people in particular. So we have Sammy and Yuki, and we're following them through their hazardous navigation of a world with an increased climate.
Sammy is based in the Bay of Bengal, on the coastal area of the Bay of Bengal, and experiences having to move his house repeatedly. He is orphaned, lost his parents during a storm, which are real storms that increase in intensity. Yuki is in the Arctic Circle, and she goes out on a very long walk to track a bear that is a mix between a polar bear and a grizzly bear, and has to go over thawing permafrost and things that are really realities in these areas that we maybe don't think about so much in Boulder, Colorado. What was part of the research as far as documenting things that really are happening but seem a bit far off in the imagination?
Sure, we wanted to make sure when we wrote this book that, like Illegal, everything in it was real. So the characters are fictional, but every single element of global warming that's portrayed, all of the symptoms of it, everything that's happening, all the stuff that you've just mentioned is all absolutely real and is happening today. None of it is stuff that scientists are predicting will happen in the future. It's, everything is real. Everything has already happened. Excuse me. It's happening today. And as Owen was saying, there are lots of people, especially kids, on the front line around the world being really impacted by global warming and climate change absolutely today. And we were just sitting here just before we came on air listening to your weather report, just saying about highs in this area. So even here, it's in the news every single day as odd temperatures, high temperatures, strange weather.
You know, it really struck me that as we were scheduling this interview, I received a press release from CU Boulder, specifically about thawing permafrost and some alarming statistics that they had having to do with permafrost. It's like, wow, this is in the book that I'm reading right now. I want to also go back to Illegal and how it is part of a set of challenges that future generations will be dealing with. And Illegal won numerous awards, including the New York Public Library Best Book of 2018, the Kirkus Reviews Best Middle Grade Graphic Novel of 2018. And it was hard for me to find in the Boulder Library. I had to go out to one of the neighboring towns to find a copy in the library, which I sped read. So how do you go about preparing children and having these discussions? You're going to a school today. What's the tenor of these discussions with these younger readers who are processing what's coming through these novels? And does storytelling play a role in preparing them for a very different future than what their parents and grandparents lived through?
I think storytelling, I'm a teacher myself. I was for 15 years, and I always use storytelling as a teaching method because kids tend to perk up and listen. And then the information that you want to go in just goes in by osmosis and the kids don't even realize they're learning. And that's what we're trying to do here. So we've created this very exciting adventure story, if you like, but inside there, coded inside, is the truth of global warming and global heating. So we're hoping that the kids will read it almost as if they're reading a Batman comic, but at the same time, they're learning about what is happening to kids just like them, but in another location. And that way we will get them to the end of the story. And if they get to the end of the story, and then we have four pages of facts, very simply put, how global warming works and the effect it's having on the world. And this is just to show them that everything you just read, yes, it was maybe fun to read, but actually all that stuff is true. We're not just making up things about the Grolar Bears or the permafrost or the cyclones in Bay of Bengal or the submerged islands. All of this stuff is actually happening. And when we go to the schools, we don't want to freak any of the kids out, because there's a huge level of anxiety among young people about global warming right now all over the world. So we like to end it with, you know, if you are feeling a little bit anxious and you're thinking, I can't, there's nothing I can do here, you can do things. So we have a list of little things that kids can do, from planting a tree, if they want to do that, to offset their carbon footprint, to maybe up in their recycling game and making sure everything is properly washed so that when it goes to the recycling center, it's not rejected. So there's a whole list of things that every child can do every day. And we like to end with that because that's a positive thing that will help change the future.
I want to take advantage of having Giovanni here as well. Giovanni Rigano is the illustrator of these graphic novels. How have you found just the fact that these are illustrated graphic novels as an entry point for younger readers? Would they? Do you think they'd pick up the book if it was just words?
Well, I hope they will pick it up also for the drawings. As for the story, I took a lot of reference, took a lot of the documentation, and I try to adapt a style which is easy to relate to the young readers. So I really hope that they will enjoy the art too.
Yeah, the illustrations definitely show a heavy amount of research as well. Well, we are coming up on the end of our time. I want to throw it back to you, Owen. When are you going to be at the Boulder Bookstore this week?
Well, Andrew,
I'll just jump in.
Oh, Andrew, go ahead.
really looking forward to being at the Boulder Bookstore on Sunday, April 16th at 2 p.m. You can come along. We'll be giving a talk. We'll be signing copies of Global, copies of Illegal, if anyone wants that. Any other books that we've written at the Boulder Bookstore. I'm really looking forward to coming to Boulder and seeing everyone. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you so much. My guests today have been Owen Colfer, Andrew Duncan, and Giovanni Rigano. Their latest book together is Global, and they are also behind the award-winning graphic novel Illegal. Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you, Tom. Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.